This is Nick Geyer, the Palouse Pundit, speaking about women, bonobos, and peace. The Boer Symposium will be held in the Sub Ballroom on April 1st through the 4th. This year's topic is women, war, and peace, a topic that I'd unsuccessfully lobbied for when I was on the Boer Committee in 1985. When Jane Goodall first told her colleagues that she'd witnessed chimpanzee murder, they advised her not to make this discovery public. As a good scientist, Goodall, of course, chose otherwise, even though the news undermined the widely held view that we were the only violent apes. We now know that we and the chimps have a close relation, the peaceful bonobos, who are now near extinction in the jungles of the Democratic Republic of the Congo. Discovered in the early 20th century, the bonobos were initially mistaken as small chimps, but they are a separate species that most closely resemble Australopithecus afarensis, a distant human ancestor. Bonobos are more naturally bipedal, and the males lack both the heavy musculature and the aggressive nature of their chimp cousins. Bonobo society is matriarchal, even though the alpha male bonobo will pretend that he is in charge, sometimes making threatening gestures at intruders. It is the alpha female and her sisters who rule the roost. While a dominant male chimp can take any female he wants by force, the bonobo male has to court his mate. Bonobo males must first ask by offering food or making other propositions, and bonobo females have the right to refuse. Bonobos are the most sexually active creatures on Earth. Unlike chimps, but like humans, bonobo females are almost always sexually receptive, and same-sex encounters are just as frequent as heterosexual intercourse. Unlike other animals, but like humans, bonobos frequently make love face-to-face. With only a few observed exceptions, when different bonobo bands meet, they make love, not war. In bonobo society, having sex is a primary means of conflict resolution, a solution that even some married couples have learned to use. The Japanese have been studying these creatures for 34 years, and they have not observed a bonobo killing another bonobo. The question of whether chimps and humans are hardwired for violence has been addressed by Robert Spolsky, who has studied baboons most of his career. Male baboons are just as aggressive and abusive to their females as some human males are. Spolsky documented remarkable behavioral changes in the particular band of baboons that he'd been studying closely. The dominant males had been raiding the garbage dump of a hunting lodge, and all of them died as a result of eating tainted meat. The troop's females were able to stage a velvet revolution, in which they were able to pacify the surviving less dominant males. Spolsky noted that aggression was less frequent, particularly against third parties. There were even instances now and then of adult males grooming each other, a behavior nearly as unprecedented as baboons sprouting wings. This evidence, combined with other experiments in which babies from aggressive monkey species were pacified by less aggressive foster mothers, strongly suggests that primates are not natural-born killers, and that we could all, under the influence of nurturing females, learn to be nice to one another. And since we seem to have a lot of bonobo in us, we don't have to go as far as our chimp cousins. This is Nick Geyer, the Palouse Pundit, requesting that you send your comments to nickgeyer@adelphia.net or check out my website at www.nickgeyer.com.